On this week's Trivia Night, we're shaking up 15 fresh questions about famous fictional bars and bartenders. Do you like your facts straight up or on the rocks, trivia heads? And welcome to another brand new episode of Trivia Night, the best trivia show on the planet, and the only show you need to test your knowledge on all the facts that's fit to print. Each week, we take a little something bitter and a little something sweet to craft the finest trivia cocktail since Brian Flanagan. I am your host, Philip Tricky, and I'm coming to you from Trivia Night World Headquarters in Dayton, Ohio, just down the road from Ye Old Trail Tavern in Yellow Springs, the oldest bar in Ohio. We've got brand new episodes for you each and every week featuring guaranteed 100% original trivia. You'll be mixing it up at your next dinner party better than a Boston shaker playing along with Trivia Night. On this week's episode, December 2nd is National Bartender Day, so tonight we're raising a toast to your favorite bars and bartenders from the world of movies, TV, and more. From the wacky gang on Cheers to cocktails in outer space with the crew of the USS Enterprise, it's time to belly up to the bar with our trivia salute to fictional bars and bartenders on Trivia Night. Trivia Night is brought to you by and created with CrowdPur. Add fun to your events with awesome trivia, leaderboards, and live streaming. Get instant access to our basic plan and create a cool event for up to 20 participants, all for free. So if you want to host your own game just like this, check out CrowdPur.com after the episode. All right, y'all know how it works. I've got 15 questions. You've got 15 answers. Hopefully, you've got 15 answers. And if you'd like to play along, there's a link to this game in the episode description. Now, I've been waving this dollar around all night trying to get this bartender's attention. Oh, wait, he sees me. It's time to get this party started. Let's play. All right, and here we go with fictional bars and bartenders trivia on Trivia Night. Question one. Which sitcom gang regularly hangs out at McLaren's Pub? Is it A, How I Met Your Mother, B, New Girl, C, Shameless, or D, The Big Bang Theory? A, How I Met Your Mother, B, New Girl, C, Shameless, or D, The Big Bang Theory? Which of these sitcom gangs hangs out at McLaren's Pub? The correct answer is A, it's the gang on How I Met Your Mother. Barney, Marshall, and the rest of them whose names I can't remember. Yep, McLaren's is their pub of choice on How I Met Your Mother. Moving on to question two. What is the mythical moniker of the watering hole where Nick and Cece tend bar on the sitcom New Girl? Is it A, the Sphinx, B, the Hydra, C, the Phoenix, or D, the Griffin? A, the Sphinx, B, the Hydra, C, the Phoenix, or D, the Griffin? What's the mythically named bar on New Girl? The correct answer is D. It's the Griffin. In the earlier seasons, I believe the bar was referred to as Clyde's Bar, but it is commonly known as the Griffin, and it has a cryptic neon sign of a griffin. Doesn't say the Griffin. You just gotta know that. But y'all are great, and you already knew that. Let's keep things going with other stuff you know with question three. Which Major League Baseball team did Sam Malone pitch for prior to opening the titular bar on Cheers? Is it A, Boston Red Sox, B, New York Yankees, C, New York Mets, or D, Pittsburgh Pirates? A, Boston Red Sox, B, New York Yankees, C, New York Mets, or D, the Pittsburgh Pirates? Which of these teams did Sam Malone pitch for before he opened the bar on Cheers? The correct answer is A, it's the Boston Red Sox. Anybody who's seen Cheers should know that it would make total sense for a former Boston Red Sox pitcher to open his titular bar, Cheers, in Boston. Question four. What is the name of Guinan's cocktail lounge aboard the USS Enterprise on Star Trek The Next Generation? Is it A, Mach 5, B, 10 Forward, C, 9 Lives, or D, Second Round? A, Mach 5, B, 10 Forward, C, 9 Lives, or D, Second Round? What's the name of Guinan's cocktail bar aboard the USS Enterprise on Star Trek The Next Generation? The correct answer is... B. It's the 10 Forward Lounge. Guinan is played by Academy Award-winning actress Whoopi Goldberg. Moving on to question 5. What canine-inspired cocktail lounge served as an after-work hangout for the roommates on 1970s sitcom Three's Company? Was it A, the Jolly Collie, B, the Struttin' Mutt, C, the Regal Beagle, or D, Pups and Pints? A, the Jolly Collie, B, the Struttin' Mutt, C, the Regal Beagle, or D, Pups and Pints? What was the name of the bar where Jack and his roommates hung out on Three's Company? The correct answer is C. It was the Regal Beagle. Jack, Janet, and Chrissy, and the rest of their friends, Mr. Roper, Mr. Furley, Larry probably even, they would like to cut loose with some cocktails at the Regal Beagle on Three's Company. Question 6. Which popular character actor made his directorial debut with the 1996 barroom dramedy Tree's Lounge? Was it A, Brad Dourif, B, Steve Buscemi, C, Michael Shannon, or D, Oliver Platt? A, Brad Dourif, B, Steve Buscemi, C, Michael Shannon, or D, Oliver Platt? Which of these character actors directed the 1996 barroom dramedy Tree's Lounge? The correct answer is B. It's Steve Buscemi. His directorial debut, Tree's Lounge, which came out in 1996, caught the attention of The Sopranos creator David Chase, and he hired Steve Buscemi to direct the legendary Pine Barrens episode. That Russian is still running around somewhere in the woods. I'm convinced of that. Question 7. In what Berlin nightclub does Sally Bowles perform in the 1972 Academy Award-winning film Cabaret? Is it A, Candy's Cabaret, B, the Sunshine Club, C, Mein Herr's House, or D, the Kit Kat Club? A, Candy's Cabaret, B, the Sunshine Club, C, Mein Herr's House, or D, the Kit Kat Club? Which of these Berlin bars is home to Sally Bowles' amazing cabaret performance in 1972's Cabaret? The correct answer is D, it's the Kit Kat Club. The musical numbers in Bob Fosse's Oscar-winning 1972 film Cabaret take place inside Berlin's Kit Kat Club. Question 8. What Birmingham pub acts as the de facto meeting place for the Shelby Gang on Peaky Blinders? Is it A, the Citadel, B, the Garrison, C, the Fortress, or D, the Barrier? A, the Citadel, B, the Garrison, C, the Fortress, or D, the Barrier? Which of these Birmingham pubs acts as the de facto meeting place for the Shelbys on Peaky Blinders? The correct answer is B. It's the Garrison, which happens to be apparently on Garrison Avenue. I don't think that it has anything to do with battle, but I thought it'd be fun to mix it up with all those battle-themed bar names. Question 9. John Doe, who plays a bartender at the Double Deuce in Roadhouse opposite Patrick Swayze, co-founded the punk band Blank in 1977. Is it A, Black Flag, B, Social Distortion, C, X, or D, Bad Religion? A, Black Flag, B, Social Distortion, C, X, or D, Bad Religion? Which of these punk bands did John Doe found in 1977? The correct answer is C, it's X. He co-founded X in 1977 with guitarist Billy Zoom, and since then he has appeared in more than 4 dozen films, including Roadhouse, Boogie Nights, and he was on TV's Law and Order. Question 10. What singer/actor plays a bartender caught up in a botched robbery in the 1991 comedy The Linguini Incident? Was it A, Mark Wahlberg, B, David Bowie, C, Kris Kristofferson, or D, Kevin Bacon? A, Mark Wahlberg, B, David Bowie, C, Kris Kristofferson, or D, Kevin Bacon? Which of these singers/actors plays an unlucky bartender in The Linguini Incident? The correct answer is B, the White Duke himself, David Bowie. He plays an unlucky bartender caught up in a botched robbery in the 1991 comedy the Linguini incident. Obviously, highest grossing movie of all time, everybody's favorite. People can't stop talking about the Linguini incident. Now, before we hand crack the ice on the final five questions of Trivia Night, if you're enjoying this and want to host your own live trivia show, check out crowdper.com, which makes all of this trivia action happen. You can pick from our library of over 1,500 completely original trivia games, or you can write your own. Share the link to your game with your crowd and host live in person or with real-time streaming. There's even a free forever basic plan to get started. So add some fun to your next live, virtual, or hybrid event with CrowdPer. All right, gang, we are back ready to wrap up fictional bars and bartenders on Trivia Night with the final five questions. So here we go with question 11. What blood-sucking series features the popular vampire bar Fangtasia? Is it A, What We Do in the Shadows, B, Being Human, C, The Vampire Diaries, or D, True Blood? A, What We Do in the Shadows, B, Being Human, C, The Vampire Diaries, or D, True Blood? Which of these blood-sucking TV shows features Fangtasia? The correct answer is D. It's True Blood. Vampires can belly up to the bar for a pint of synthetic B-negative at Fangtasia on True Blood. Never saw one episode. Question 12. Which Charles Dickens classic features the Saffron Hill pub, The Three Cripples? Is it A, David Copperfield, B, A Tale of Two Cities, C, Oliver Twist, or D, Great Expectations? A, David Copperfield, B, A Tale of Two Cities, C, Oliver Twist, or D, Great Expectations? Which Charles Dickens classic features the Saffron Hill pub, The Three Cripples? The correct answer is C. Consider yourself at home at The Three Cripples, which appears in Oliver Twist. Charles Dickens based The Three Cripples from Oliver Twist on his favorite London watering hole, One Ton Pub, which first opened in 1759. We're going to keep things going over there in foggy old England with question 13. Which of these pubs is not part of the Golden Mile pub crawl in the Simon Pegg comedy The World's End? Is it A, The Trusty Servant, B, The Beehive, C, The Winchester, or D, The Old Familiar? A, The Trusty Servant, B, The Beehive, C, The Winchester, or D, The Old Familiar? Which of these pubs is not part of the Golden Mile in The World's End? The correct answer is C. It's The Winchester. The Winchester is actually where Sean and his friends seek refuge in the zombie comedy Shaun of the Dead. It is not one of the pubs featured in The Golden Mile in 2013's The World's End. Question 14. What is the name of Boss Hogg's tavern on the Dukes of Hazzard? Is it A, The Boar's Nest, B, The Hog's Trough, C, Trotter and Snout, or D, Big Pig's Pub? A, The Boar's Nest, B, The Hog's Trough, C, Trotter and Snout, or D, Big Pig's Pub? Which of these taverns does Boss Hogg own on the popular TV show The Dukes of Hazzard? The correct answer is A, it's The Boar's Nest. Here's a little fun fact about The Boar's Nest. The Boar's Nest first appeared in the 1975 action comedy Moonrunners, which was then adapted into The Dukes of Hazzard. I did not know until this week that The Dukes of Hazzard was based on a pre-existing IP. All right, trivia heads, it's last call! It's time to settle your tabs and find out if you're a fictional barfly or if you've still got some serious trivia drinking to do. We're closing it out with question 15. What rival to Rick's Cafe Americain does Signor Ferrari own in the classic 1942 World War II drama Casablanca? Is it A, The Blue Parrot, B, The Green Beetle, C, The Red Door, or D, The Golden Hour? A, The Blue Parrot, B, The Green Beetle, C, The Red Door, or D, The Golden Hour? Which of these bars is rival to Cafe Americain in Casablanca? The correct answer is A, it's The Blue Parrot. Signor Ferrari, owner of the Blue Parrot, is always trying to buy Cafe American from Rick, but Bogey says no dice in the 1942 classic Casablanca. All right, come on now. The Hangover's not that bad, is it? That is our show for the week. Please, please, please do me a favor. Rate and review this show on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can check us out on Instagram and Twitter. We are at CrowdPer, where you'll find daily updates, new trivia questions, and a whole lot more. And if you have a topic for a future episode of Trivia Night, shoot us a DM on social media because we would love to hear from you. Lastly, do check out CrowdPer.com to create and host your own live trivia show just like this. Thank you so much for listening and playing. My name is Philip Tricky, and join us right here next week for another brand new episode of Trivia Night.